If your job at a healthcare facility includes disinfecting against viruses, you know prevention is the best medicine. And maintaining healthy spaces starts with a healthy cleaning routine. Grainger's world-class supply chain helps ensure you have the quality products you need when you need them. From disinfectants and cleaning supplies to personal protective equipment, so you can help deliver a clean bill of health. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you work in quality control at a candy factory, you know strict safety regulations come with the job. It's why you partner with Grainger. Grainger helps you find the high quality and compliant products your business needs to inspect, detect, and help correct issues. And the sweetest part is, everyone gets a product that's as safe to eat as it is delicious. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Monday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on early break. Hour 2 is always sponsored by our friends at Midwest Bank. Member
FDIC.
Location in South Lincoln at 27th and Jamie Lane, also at 70th in Pioneers. And what's going on with Shindaddy in Creighton today, Bill, at Midwest Bank?
Shindaddy is off for the week.
Oh, he is.
Wait a second. No kidding.
He's off for the week. And now, actually, he told me that there's a chance he's going to be back Thursday, Friday.
Okay.
But he's off for the first 3 days for sure. I said, well, he had a lot going on. You saw him down here with people.
Yep.
Wow. And so he had, you saw the regalness
there
of everything. There it was right there. Shindaddy in front of you.
And his offspring.
Yes. Offspring was there.
Yeah. So they were there.
So they're off they'll still be banking done, but he is off. He takes usually about a couple days vacation every 10 years. And this was the cycle where he takes a couple days off.
He didn't look tired to me.
No, he's very spry.
Yeah.
He's very spry.
God, what a dude he is. What a dude.
He is a dude.
So he's off for a couple days.
And he's very congenial.
Yes.
Very congenial. Like, he's easy to talk to.
You wouldn't
Even
think
I was
he
got, freaked out. When
you
I was
wouldn't
talking.
Think he would got that he got whisked down here to solve the athletic,
never know it.
To solve the athletic department athletic director situation. If you remember, there was a situation
in a limo,
and he got brought down in a motorcade.
You'd never know.
He was whisked down 81 down into and had to whip into Lincoln then.
And his boy Skyler looks like he could bust you in the mouth at any point.
Yeah, anytime like that. Yeah, well,
he's a big dude. Went
to the semifinals with him. Morningside. He was starting center at Morningside. Yeah, so he played collegiately.
He was a starting center at Morningside.
Yes.
I could see that.
Yes.
Things got a little testy in our conversation with Skyler. Elizabeth's from Crofton, and Skyler's from Creighton. There's a rivalry there.
Yes.
They got
those
testy.
Towns don't like each other, apparently. There's a little bit of a rivalry
well,
there.
Did Elizabeth bow up?
There was a certain name.
She defended Crofton.
There was a certain name that came up that one of my nephews, Nick, was not in attendance. And he found out about Elizabeth, and he goes and gave a name. What about so-and-so? So Skyler went and addressed it, and that is Elizabeth's cousin.
Yes.
Yeah, so that was, so there was, yeah, it got, so it was, yeah,
Bolt.
Like you said.
Bolt.
It was heated. It was very heated.
It got heated for a second.
It was a bar. And
Creighton on Crofton rivalry there.
Rivalry.
I saw it happen in person.
Well, Crofton's the rich kids. That's what
Skyler said.
Yeah, they're the rich kids. And
didn't
so
know that.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh yeah, that's
you married into wealth.
Oh, he did. Jake knows that. I keep telling him, don't screw this up. It's going to go very well.
They would tell you differently growing up, but Crofton does well in girls athletics. The boys athletics have struggled for a long time at Crofton, from what I've been told.
Didn't Crofton win like 10 girls state championships in a row in basketball?
That's correct.
It was like it was insane.
For sure in track and cross country too.
It was insane.
Good knowledge, by the way.
Yeah, good.
Yeah. Shindy's off.
Yeah, so he's off.
Shindy's off.
I tell you what, I just got a text. He'll be back Thursday.
Okay. Thursday, okay. All right, Shindaddy.
Yes. He wanted to take the week off, and now we shamed him into coming back into work.
Quick vacation.
He takes off. He takes a week vacation every 10 years. We'll make it three.
We shamed him into three days.
Might even work Wednesday afternoon.
You never know. Thank you to Midwest Bank for sponsoring Hour 2, as always. 464-5685, call or text the show. Shedeur Sanders had an interesting draft. There's the thoughts that he could be likely a top 5 or top 10 pick. That obviously did not happen. Didn't go in the first round. And then he didn't go in the second or third round. And then Saturday hits, fourth round, no pick. And finally, in the fifth round, the Cleveland Browns select Shedeur Sanders after they picked Dylan Gabriel earlier in the draft.
In the third, right?
In the third round. Mm-hmm. They took Dylan Gabriel. So Shedeur Sanders goes all the way to the fifth round. I'm not sure we've ever seen a fall ever like this, where I remember Geno Smith was going to be a first round pick. He went 40th to the Jets. Yeah. That was crazy. But going from potential first round to fifth round, I don't really think we've ever seen anything like what happened to Shedeur Sanders this weekend, ever.
Several things with it. The start that is the most intriguing to me is that Shedeur Sanders took over the entire draft. Ended up being a fifth-round draft pick, but that was the story. Once it got to about draft pick number, what, eight in the first round?
Eight or nine,
it
yeah.
started.
Yep.
And all of a sudden, there was clips from their location. There was different things came up. I've never in the history of the NFL, in my mind, has there ever been someone dominate a draft.
Yep.
One person dominate a draft in conversation. Now I'm talking about just media coverage. I've never seen anything remotely like it. And it was almost like the first pick of the draft and anyone else didn't even exist. It was like, okay, that's cool. Got to about eight. And when it got to the end of the first round, that was all that was being talked about. And then when he didn't go in second and third, it was like the buzz was ridiculous. And that's like my first thing that stands out about this is just the coverage, the amount of coverage. Because when I drove in this morning, the entire drive was about Shedeur. There was nothing else being discussed but that.
Yeah, the benefit for Shedeur is that I think people want him to be a bust. They want him to fail. Well, if you're a fifth round pick, you're not a bust. If you don't work out, guess what? You know, if you're not a first or second round pick, anything from third on through seventh round, yeah, you want to hit, but there's no guarantee it's a hit. So if it doesn't pan out in Cleveland, well, guess what? That's just another guy that didn't work out in the NFL, which is, you know, that's okay for him.
Steve.
Well, I mean, you never would have guessed, first of all, that Dylan Gabriel and Shedeur Sanders would be drafted to the same team.
That's the next. One was just the amount of coverage. Yeah. Two, that is two.
Yeah. Now, he's going to an interesting situation. I don't know how the Browns are going to make this work. There's ways it can work. They have Kenny Pickett. They have Flacco.
Yep.
They have Dylan Gabriel. They have Shedeur Sanders. And Deshaun Watson, who's out with an Achilles.
Correct.
Probably won't play this year. But they got to figure out what to do with him. He's under contract through 2026. Now, I don't know how it's going to work. From what I've read, is the odds-on favorite to start, Kenny Pickett.
That might make Browns fans a little nervous for the year.
That would make me real nervous. Although he's 13-4.
There's a raccoon. There's a raccoon just ran down. You see him climbing up the building?
Yeah.
Just climbed over there.
I see him during the day.
Yeah, that's weird. That's kind of weird. Yeah. You don't see that often.
13-4 is Pickett in his last 17 games. So he hasn't been bad. He's with the Eagles last year, and they got him. Now, they brought in Flacco, so Flacco could start. Is there a scenario where Shedeur could start? I'd say yes, but I don't know how it's going to work exactly. How are they going to – okay, my question to Bill would be, how do you get all those guys, four guys, reps, and have a competition? Can you do that in the NFL?
Also, it'd be very difficult, but here's the part that was brought up this morning I heard, and I saw it too. On other shows, they showed. So, you know, I talked to Steve about the war room of the personnel department when they're hugging each other and stuff. It's a little annoying. You know, it's a draft.
Show it every time.
It's just, and they're hugging.
There's 40 guys in the room.
It's going crazy. It's like, okay. But they showed the Browns when they selected Shedeur.
Okay.
And the head coach and the GM are like this.
Really?
Did not acknowledge that the owner was excited. I think there's a couple of these, but it was not you could just tell. Just look at watch the clip, watch the GM and watch the head coach, especially the GM. He is just like, he's not like, this is a great move by us. I like what we did. It screamed that the GM was like, take him. He's right there. Take him.
Do it.
Oh, we've already taken a quarterback. I don't care. Do it again. Just imagine, though, if you're on that team right away, you're a little bit perplexed and not happy. It's like, why do we need another pass rusher? Why did we get another D lineman? Why did we take two quarterbacks? I mean, it's happened before. It's not like it's never happened, but third and fifth.
Yep.
You know, they're both not going to help you next year. And so if I'm on that
no,
team.
No, and they're going to have high draft picks next year, too. If you ain't going to get a quarterback.
You think maybe a first and a seventh round sometime. Not that close to each other for a quarterback
bizarre.
In two different rounds.
Absolutely bizarre. And then if I'm on that team, I'm mad. I'm like, go take someone else. I mean, how many times is Aaron Rodgers like, can we please draft a wide receiver at one so we can get a number one wide receiver? And so if I'm on the team, I'm like, no, we needed an offensive guard probably more than we needed a second quarterback or whatever. First of all, they're not both playing.
And
one of them's not making the team, most likely.
When this got to the fifth round, I was hoping the Dolphins would take Shedeur Sanders. All right, listen, this is a fifth round for Shedeur Sanders. Take him.
Sure.
He's got talent. The Dolphins took Quinn Ewers in the seventh round as the flyer there. But I was saying, please pick Shedeur in the fifth. 100% do it. They did not pick him, obviously, but
so
I was rooting for him to take
why
him.
Why did he fall? I mean, there's football reasons. I mean, you just stuff you pick up on that you read. They talk about footwork. I don't know what that means.
There was a lot of dialogue that all of a sudden it's like, well, they don't see him as that great. A lot of people had him as a second.
They talk about arm, like the arm strength is just okay. Yeah.
But no one had him as a fifth round grade.
No, nobody. Nobody.
Somebody might be like, he's a second, he's a mid this or what. And then all you hear of is just the horrific interviews. And no one knows unless you actually talk to someone there's all this anonymous stuff. So I put no credibility into it. But there must be something.
Okay, come on. There's stuff.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max 1 offer per account.
If your job at a healthcare facility includes disinfecting against viruses, you know prevention is the best medicine. And maintaining healthy spaces starts with a healthy cleaning routine. Grainger's world-class supply chain helps ensure you have the quality products you need when you need them. From disinfectants and cleaning supplies to personal protective equipment, so you can help deliver a clean bill of health. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
There's no road trip like Missouri Route 66. Part freedom, part adventure, all American. There are no miles between each destination. It is the destination. Missouri Route 66 is roadside joy and the best parts of life. So on its 100th anniversary, make some new memories on the Mother Road in the one state where it's like no other. Get Mo-stalgic on Missouri's Route 66. Start your road trip now at visitmo.com.
That we just forget that you have to remind yourself of, like just stuff he did on the field before games, pointing at his watch and trash talking guys before games. There's stuff on the field. If you go back, you could find about 4 or 5 things. You're like, ooh, not a good look, not a good look. And that stuff begins to matter to those guys who have to, they make their livelihoods depend on who they draft. And if they have qualms about somebody, they're not going to do it. And a lot of people had qualms about him. That's what we found out. And they're not, and I guess after I reviewed it all and looked at the stuff that was coming out, I was like, yeah, that's a problem. That's a problem. Like showing up with, I don't know, just the various things he did. Even his combine interview, the public interview with the media was bad. It was bad. He just did a terrible job. Like, came off really bad. It's not the kind of guy you want leading your franchise.
You have to interview like your life depends on it.
And he didn't do that. It was, he didn't
prepare yourself like your life depends on it.
Yeah.
But it's going to be one of, you know, the most interesting stories.
Oh, God.
It's a 30 for 30. Because if it turns out great, and ends up being a starter and leads a team and does to the whatever something. Imagine that, and then imagine the other part if it doesn't go well at all. If it doesn't go,
I know.
So no matter what, even if it's just somewhat, you know, plays a little bit on a team, bounced around, And then the, no matter what, this is a story of all stories. They'll have so much background. And also when the 30 for 30 comes out, people will probably speak. Someone will probably talk.
They'll talk about his interviews, maybe.
It'll be 10 years later, and someone might, there might be someone like, no, I was in the room. Maybe, I'll tell you what happened.
Is this just maybe a matter of him, he just needs to grow up?
Yeah, like I said, there's so many things that I don't know. There's so many things that you don't know.
There's a lot you do know,
but there's a lot, the stuff that you do know, there were some things that, that would be like a concern.
Yeah,
there'd be a lot. There'd be a lot of concern.
But some of it just falls into the categories. He's got to grow up.
Yeah. So you go back and you say, okay, yeah, this. You see some different things where he would go to the fans after a game to deal with the watch. He did. There was a lot.
Yeah, there's a lot.
There's a lot of different scenarios. And then you go back out and go, you know what? I saw him get the crap beat out of him, and he kept getting back up.
Exactly.
I saw him go play in the bowl game when he didn't have to, and they got, and BYU got just thrashed, just beat him up. I mean, just absolutely beat him up. And so, you know, there's some times you go, well, hang on now, that matters a little bit. And he threw for a lot of yards, didn't have an offensive line. They're rushing. They were 133.
They were
133.
There's two things there's about five things that came out about his behavior of the past. And one of them was he would throw his guys under the bus. Yeah. He threw his own team under the bus. How am I supposed to operate when this is happening? That sort of thing. So that was bad. You don't hear Nebraska quarterbacks. I've not heard Nebraska quarterbacks do that. Shadur's that guy, though. So there were some things that aren't like a mystery that you. And then, like I said, I read footwork. I read arm strength. I read he doesn't process that well. I don't know. I don't know all those things. But
and you also read about the, you know, the one thing you read about, like one was with the Giants, whatever. Wasn't prepared for the interview. They got him the assignment. This is hearsay again. The assignment is handed out basically before you come on your visit. Hey, I'm going to do this, 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 and you come in. We're going to discuss this. And he wasn't prepared for what they had.
Bill, I think he got too much. He went off the information he had. He thought he was going to get picked like in the top five. Yeah. I just think he figured it was going to happen no matter what. It doesn't matter how I behave now. He started acting like a top five pick before it happened. And that's not.
Let's not forget, though, there's something this weekend that happened with Shadur Sanders where there's a prank call that he was a part of.
It's a great story.
Jax Ulbrich, who is the 21-year-old son of Falcons defensive coordinator, Jeff Ulbrich. This is from the Falcons, by the way. They put this out the statement.
They put out a statement.
Unintentionally came across the draft contact phone number to Shadur Sanders off an open iPad while visiting his parents' home and wrote the number down to later conduct a prank call. Jeff was unaware of the data exposure or any facets of the prank and was made aware of the above only after the fact. Shadur Sanders got prank called, and the guy was acting like he was Mickey Loomis, the GM of the Saints, in the phone call.
Not good.
19, I don't know what it was, what year this would have been, about 88, 87, somewhere in that time right there. Ross Broccoli, graduate of Lincoln Southeast, got me and my buddy, especially my buddy David Lowski, with a fake, I think it was Post and Nickel, is that right? Was that the store?
Yeah, Post and Nickel right downtown.
Because we got him on a prank earlier, so he got us where he came around, he sold raffle tickets for a $1,000 gift certificate to Post and Nickel, and so he gets David to do it, and he gives him like $2 for two tickets, and then it comes back that he won. We go nuts. David won $1,000. This is 1988.
Think what that'd be like,
that he won the whole thing right there. I'm with him. We march down to the Wooden Nickel or wherever it was, the spot we went down to.
Yeah, right by the Zoo Bar.
Fired up that we had won this, you know, $1,000, and just mayhem and like that. There was no raffle. There was no this.
What'd they say?
And they were hidden in the back. They came out of the back.
They were hidden in the back.
They got us so good, and they got my friend David Lowski so good. That was funny. That was funny. This is not funny.
No.
There's nothing about it. Cringy. When I first heard it right away, I didn't even go with the, oh, wow, that's pretty good.
No,
I didn't. Immediately, I'm going like, that is bad. And then they videotaped themselves doing it.
They did.
And it got out.
Yes.
And it's just
footage
of it. And so there's not one part of me that thinks that this isn't just absurd.
Cringy.
Yeah, very, very cringy. And like I said, there's a moment. And I just imagine being his dad.
Are you kidding me?
What
are you doing, Jax?
Right now, if you're right now, the Falcons are getting ready for the for the their signees to come to camp. That's what he's doing right now.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, he's and if you think he didn't talk to Goodell, he has.
He has. Yeah. Absolutely.
He has. He's like, it's like how did this happen? How did yeah. Also it'll change all the rules for the draft in the future. There will be some sort of way to identify who a real because. I guess what it was, there's one number that they can use to get to this, and all that has it is
it was
the NFL. It's not your normal, however it works.
No, but, it was an NFL issued phone.
Yeah, and then they also got they got the tight end from the Colts. Tyler Warren.
I missed that.
Yeah,
they got him too.
They got him too.
Why'd they do that?
Just I don't know, just for something fun to do.
There's youthful indiscretion, and then there's that. I mean, come
wrong.
On.
It's just wrong.
Yeah. I'm a little shocked that there wasn't somebody in the group, because he didn't act alone. Other people were there with him.
There's four people there.
And to be like going like, hey, guys, if this comes out now, we're going to be – and there's no way it's not – does everybody understand when we do this
– it's coming out.
They're going to know who did it. And your dad is in the NFL.
That's really –
even that.
He's the coordinator.
If my dad ran Ace Hardware, I'd be like, don't do that to your dad. It was just unbelievable.
I think Shador handled it pretty well.
Yeah. I will say this.
I give him credit
for that.
Through
all the mayhem that went on with him, didn't he handle it really well?
I think so.
He did.
Yeah.
I mean, you didn't see anything of meltdowns or anything. I mean, there was nothing, that of negative of any sort. And because people spoke for him, some people said, hey, be cautious of this guy. He's gonna have a chip on his shoulder.
I like him. I know you guys have been very.
So I wanted him in the fifth round. Like
you showed me a lot of grace when I, because I said I think he could beat out Tua. I like him. I like his game. So I was a little bit surprised, except when you started delving into it, and then you remember all the stuff he did.
There are some things when you delve. When you delve, then you go back and the first thing is what are his redeeming qualities. There's quite a few redeeming qualities.
Oh, my God, he's tough.
Yeah, there's quite a few of them.
Watched him play.
Well, someone brought up this one.
Dangerous.
Just think about this. There's been a lot of players drafted with issues. I mean, I'm talking major legal issues.
Quarterbacks, though?
Not so much quarterbacks, probably.
That's the thing.
Probably not so much in the quarterback spot.
Right.
But there has been that in the past.
But he doesn't have legal issues, right?
None.
No.
None.
So that's a great story.
The storyline.
It's a great
story.
And
if you think it's over, guess what? Today will be talked about all day.
Should do.
It'll be talked about.
Well, and the quarterback situation with the Browns is really interesting.
Imagine being this one. If you're Dylan Gabriel, Dylan Gabriel's won a lot of games.
I know.
And everybody goes, they go, you know what? He's undersized. He's this. And all of a sudden, everybody goes, he does a lot of great things. And he's the third round draft pick. And then they draft Shador. So now you're going like,
How's that going to work?
What does that do for me? Why would they take him two rounds
exactly.
later? And now the only thing it does for him, the spotlight just goes like this over to this person.
It does.
But can the Browns actually cut him, Shador?
Yeah, I
don't know.
He can put him on the practice squad.
I don't know if they can.
I think they could put him on the practice squad.
I think the drama would be so much.
There's already speculation that they could trade Gabriel, but I don't know how you pull that off with your fan base.
Just watch the clip.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
You draft him in the third round, now you're trading him?
Already?
Just watch
the clip of the head coach and the GM when he gets drafted. It tells a tale. It's like
head coach and GM. So you think it was an owner call?
That's what it appears to be.
When we come back, how much did the portal affect the NFL draft with power conferences? We'll discuss that next in an early break on The Ticket.
If your job at a healthcare facility includes disinfecting against viruses, you know prevention is the best medicine. And maintaining healthy spaces starts with a healthy cleaning routine. Grainger's world-class supply chain helps ensure you have the quality products you need when you need them. From disinfectants and cleaning supplies to personal protective equipment, so you can help deliver a clean bill of health. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. If your job at a healthcare facility includes disinfecting against viruses, you know prevention is the best medicine. And maintaining healthy spaces starts with a healthy cleaning routine. Grainger's world-class supply chain helps ensure you have the quality products you need when you need them. From disinfectants and cleaning supplies to personal protective equipment, so you can help deliver a clean bill of health. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.